Tantor Audio presents The Price of Spring by Daniel Abraham, narrated by Neil Shah. Prologue. Eyamachi, physician and daughter of the emperor, pressed her fingers gently on the woman's belly. The swollen flesh was tight, veins marbling the skin blue within brown. The woman appeared, for all the world, to be in the 7th month of a pregnancy. She was not.
"It's because my mother's father was a Westlander," the woman on the table said. "I'm a quarter Westlander, so when it came, it didn't affect me like it did other girls. Even at the time, I wasn't as sick as everyone else. You can't tell because I have my father's eyes, but my mother's were paler and almost round."
Aya nodded, running practiced fingertips across the flesh, feeling where the skin was hot and where it was cool. She took the woman's hand, bending it gently at the wrist to see how tight her tendons were. She reached inside the woman's sex, probing where only lovers had gone before. The man who stood at his wife's side looked uncomfortable, but Aya ignored him. He was likely the least important person in the room.
"Aya-cha," Parit, the regular physician, said, "if there is anything I can do."
Aya took a pose that both thanked and refused. Parit bowed slightly.
"I was very young, too," the woman said, "when it happened, just 6 summers old."
"I was 14, Aya said. "How many months has it been since you bled?"
"6,
the woman said, as if it were a badge of honor. Aya forced herself to smile.
"Is the baby well?"
the man asked. Aya considered how his head...